الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The author, he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى باب أفضل الصيام وغيره. باب أفضل الصيام وغيره. The chapter with regards to the most virtuous type of fasting. And then he says, and other than that. The chapter with regards to the most virtuous type of fasting and other than that. And this is similar to the chapter that has preceded any of the methodology of the author, mentioning one topic and then mentioning along with that other than that and other than that. So therefore there is this first topic, and he will mention narrations, rahimahullah ta'ala, clarifying the issue of the most virtuous type of fast, meaning the most virtuous type of non-obligatory fast, siyam at-tatawwu'. And then along with that, after that, he will mention a number of narrations about other beneficial topics and rulings related to the issue of fasting. So here, with regards to the most virtuous fast, it's important to realize that virtue comes and is established by following and surrendering and submitting to the command of Allah and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam diligently. And it's not necessary about an abundance of an actions or a great or large action or something that's very difficult or that has much hardship. Rather, the action that is most virtuous is the one that is in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is a fundamental principle that every believer should know and believe, that the best way and the best guidance and the best path and the best worship and the best methodology is that of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his path and his methodology is based upon moderation without any extremes. It's a straight path between severe negligence and forgetfulness, and between the path of severe extremism and going astray. So the issue now is about the most virtuous fast, meaning the most virtuous non-obligatory fast. So before someone thinks maybe that would be, for example, to fast every day, all day, and to never break the fast, one will, before that, look into the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and in his way, and what he has advised and what he was upon. And then from there we will be able to determine that which is the most virtuous fast. So the author, he says, عن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أنه قال أخبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول والله لأصومن والله لأصومن النهار ولا أقومن الليل والله لأصومن النهار ولا أقومن الليل ما عشت. So the author, he mentions the narration of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. And he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was informed that I said that verily I'm going to fast all day and stand all night as so long as I'm alive. Verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was informed about this, that I was saying this. And that he's saying that I swear by Allah, I'm going to fast every day and stand all night. I'm going to fast every day and stand all night so long as I'm alive. So long as I'm alive. It's been mentioned about the person who informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam of this statement of Abdullah radiallahu anhu was his father. Was Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. And Abdullah, he had recently, and he, in this circumstance here, been married to a noble woman from Quraysh. And then he was making the likes of these statements, and his father was concerned about him. Radiallahu anhuma, and therefore he informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this statement. So here he's saying, Ukhbira Rasulullah, yani akhbarahu abuhu, his father informed him. His father informed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he was making this statement, wallahi. Yani this is because of his severe love for Allah. And his truthfulness likewise, yani that he is seeking the pleasure of Allah. And also he has great strength physically, along with spiritual strength and faith, and he wants to strive his utmost, yani in the path of Allah and obedience. And so this is proceeding from strong desire And this is proceeding from a heart that is truthful likewise. And he's looking to please Allah Azza wa Jal. But this strong desire and this beautiful intention is not sufficient for a believer to go straight and to achieve the pleasure of Allah. Rather, along with the beautiful and good and noble intention of purity, seeking the reward and the pleasure of Allah, likewise one must restrict himself to that which was legislated in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, Wallahi la usumanna nahar wa la qumanna al-layl ma ishtu. He said, I swear by Allah, I'm going to fast all day, every day, and stand all night, every night, so long as I'm alive. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ قَلْ قُلْتُهُ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي فَقُلْتُ لَهُ قَلْ قُلْتُهُ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. So Abdullah, he says that I told him, he said, I swear by Allah, he said that I may my father and mother be ransomed for you. Yes, I said it. Yes, I said that. And he meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he was informed about this, he went and asked him and to verify. And he asked him, did you say this? It has reached me that you're saying such and such. Did you say that? Did you say that? And in order to verify and to address this issue. And at this time, Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he affirmed that. He did not lie, or he did not shy away, or he did not act in a manner of deception, and he realizing now that maybe he has done something wrong. Rather, he says, Wallahi, he said, Bi abi anta wa ummi, yes, I may my father and my mother be freed for you. Yes, I said that. Yes, I said that. And he confessing and affirming this. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ فَسُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ وَقُمْ وَنَامْ وَسُمْ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا وَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ صِيَامِ الدَّهْرِ. So therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, now you're not able to do that. You're not going to be able to do that. To do what? To fast all day, every day, and to stand in the prayer all night, every night, and so long as I'm alive. So long as I'm alive. You understand? He's not talking about while you're strong and healthy as a young man, or whenever you have lots of energy, or whenever you're feeling full of faith. You know, so long as I'm alive. And he's swearing by Allah, taking an oath like this. So this is similar to making another. Similar to making another, making an oath, making something that was before permissible and allowed or considered recommended become binding upon him and an obligation. Binding upon him and an obligation. So he's swearing by Allah he's going to do this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ. He said, indeed, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to do that. In some wordings, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي لَعَلَّكَ يَطُولُ بِكَ الْعُمُرُ. He said, you don't know, maybe you're going to live a long time. You don't know, maybe you're going to live a long time. Meaning right now you're saying this because you have great energy and great desire and the likes, and plus you have physical strength, but maybe you're going to get old. Maybe any of the trials of life are going to affect you and you might become weak in your body. You might become weak in your health and the likes like this. And this is something that happened to him, radiallahu anhu. He became old, as we will see, inshallah. And he regretted that. He regretted that statement of his. And he regretted that statement of his. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him sincere advice. He said, you're not able to do that. You're not going to be able to do that. So therefore he directed him to what he will be able to do. And he said, فَصُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ. Rather, fast and break your fast. Fast and break your fast. And he fasts sometimes and break your fast other times. And he's telling him, don't spend every day fasting and don't spend every day breaking your fast. Rather, some days you fast and other days you break your fast. وَقُمْ وَنَمْ. وَقُمْ وَنَمْ. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and stand in the night prayer and other portions of the night, in the same night, sleep. So spend part of the night in prayer and standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, and other parts of the night you should sleep. And in the same night. So the days will be in this manner. Some of them will be with fast. Some of them a person is encouraged to fast, and others he is encouraged to not fast. He's encouraged to not fast so that there will be moderation, so that there will be balance in this affair. And likewise with regards to the night prayer, the person, he's encouraged to stand in the night prayer, but not the entire night. Rather, along with standing in the night prayer, also he's encouraged to sleep and to take rest. And this is from the moderation and the balance in the religion, and looking at after the affairs of the hereafter and hastening for that and devoting oneself to that, along with keeping in mind the rights of the body and the health and the worldly affairs that must be established likewise, and having a balance between the two. وَصُمْ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ, and fast from the month 3 days. And this portion here is as if it's a tafsir or clarification of that which has preceded. فَصُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ. فَصُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ. So fast and break your fast. So now he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and fast 3 days from every month. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. And this is because the good deed is that of 10. Meaning if a person were to fast 3 days of every month, then he would have the reward of 30 good deeds. So it's as if he, has achieved what he was hoping for. What he was hoping for is to fast his whole life, every day. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is directing him to that which is easier and much more capable and facilitated for him, and also very possible, and that is to fast 3 days. And along with that, he would have the same reward that he was hoping for. And this is from the ease and the religion and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal for the believing slaves that He requires from us, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in the obligatory and non-obligatory actions, that which is considered light, that which is considered little, that which is not going to take great effort and time and the likes from our lives, and He rewards us with great reward. And He rewards us, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, with great reward. And this is from the virtue of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, that Allah has made this legislation facilitated for those who believe. So this is the example of that. So he says, وَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ سِيَمِ الدَّهْرِ. So now this would be as if you fasted the whole year. And this is because one deed is that of 10. So therefore 3 days a month, then this would be equivalent to 30. And then if he continued upon this way throughout the year, then it's as if he fasted the entire year. And he will have the reward equivalent to that. قُلْتُ فَإِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So Abdullah, after hearing this advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I told him that indeed I'm able to do better than that. فَإِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Yani I'm able, I have the ability to do better than that. Any better than fasting 3 days a month. This is really easy for me. I'm able to do better than that. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala fasum yawman wa afṭir yawmayni. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, then fast one day and break your fast every 2 days. For 2 days. So fast one day and then break your fast 2 days. So he will fast one day and then break his fast for 2 days, and then fast another day and then break his fast for 2 more days, and the likes like this. This was the advice now from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْتُ فَإِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So now he said, I told him that indeed I can do better than that. I can do that which is better than that. So he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْطِرْ يَوْمًا. فذلك صيام داود عليه السلام وهو أفضل الصيام وهو أفضل الصيام. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him now, and he says, okay, so therefore fast one day and break your fast the next. يعني fast every other day. Fast every other day. So fast one day and break your fast the next day, and fast the next day, and continue upon this way. He said, and this is the fast of Dawood alayhi salam. And the methodology of Dawood alayhi salam, the great prophet of Allah, that he would fast in this manner. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that, and this is the most virtuous fast. And this is the shahid for the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala. فَقُلْتُ فَإِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So the Abdullah now, he says, radiallahu anhu, that I told him, now I can do better than that. And he better than fasting every other day. And that is that which he had taken an oath to do. Right? And that is to fast? Fast every day. But again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not looking only at the time at hand, but rather looking at what he had made an oath with regards to, and looking at the circumstances of life and the way of the human being, and also the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his creation. So there are things in life that a person who has experience in life, he will be able to identify them, and he will be able to see them. And some people who do not necessarily have that experience yet in life, they will not be able to see them. They need to look ahead. People who have experienced the likes of these affairs, of mistakes previously, or have seen others fall into the likes of those mistakes by bearing that which they're not capable, or taking more than they can bear, and then the foul outcome of that, or putting oneself in a position that is in a place of danger, and then looking at the outcome of that individual and how it affected him, so on and so forth. The person who has experience in these affairs, he will be able, by the permission of Allah, to see further. Yani, if you choose this decision, then it's very possible that this and this and this might happen along with that. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is thinking like this, and he's not looking at the time at hand only, but looking at the future likewise. So if he's going to fast in this manner and stand in prayer in this manner for the rest of his life, then this maybe, although now it seems to be something easy for him, and that he could even do more than that possibly now, maybe some days will come later where it's not going to be so easy. Rather, maybe it could become very difficult or even a burden for him. The author, he says, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in one wording, لَا سَوْمَ فَوْقَ سَوْمِ دَاوُودَ شَطْرَ الدَّهْرِ شَطْرَ الدَّهْرِ سُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْطِرْ يَوْمًا. And in one wording of this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that there is no fast that is better, any above the fast of Dawood. There's no fast better than this fast. There's no fast higher than this type of fasting. Again, it's the non-obligatory fast. So he said this is fasting for half of the year. This person here fasts for half of the year. So fast one day and break your fast the next day. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أحب الصيام إلى الله صيام داود وأحب الصلاة إلى الله صلاة داود كان ينام نصف الليل ويقوم ثلثه وينام ثلثه وكان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. And also in from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله عنهما, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that verily the most beloved fast to Allah is the fast of Dawood, and the most beloved salat to Allah is the salat of Dawood. Again, meaning the non-obligatory fast and the non-obligatory prayer. So he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he used to sleep for half of the night, and then he would stand in prayer for a third of the night, and then he would sleep for a sixth of the night. And this is the description of the prayer of Dawood alayhi salam, the night prayer of Dawood alayhi salam. And he would sleep for half of the night, and then he would stand in prayer for a third of the night, and then he would sleep for a sixth of the night. The people of Nadas, they mentioned this is from counting the time from the setting of the sun to the rising of the fajr. If a person were to divide the hours in this manner, this is how he would identify the half of the night and a third after that, and then the last sixth in this manner. And Allah knows best. So this was the prayer of Dawood alayhi salam. So he says likewise sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to fast one day and break the fast another day. So this was something that the Prophet of Allah Dawood, he was upon a strong path in worship. Alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah, he mentioned this about him in his book. And he said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wathkur abadana Dawood. Wathkur abadana Dawood thal aid. Thal aid innahu awwab. Thal aid, yani that he had strength and that he was given a great ability and strength and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wathkur abadana Dawood thal aid. And remember our slave Dawood, who was endured with great strength and ability. Innahu awwab, and verily he is one who is often returning to Allah in obedience and repentance. Mujahid, he mentioned about this verse. He says, Al aid quwwatun fi ta'ah. Thal aid quwwatun fi ta'ah. That he was a person of great endurance, and he had endured great strength and ability, meaning he had strength in obedience. And Qatada, rahimahullah, mentioned about him, "U'tiya Dawood quwwatan fil ibadah wa fiqhan fil Islam." And what is intended from this verse in this praise and mention of Dawood alayhi salam, Qatada, he says that Dawood, he was given strength and worship. He was given strength and worship, and he was strong, and he was able to carry himself upon obedience and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a great manner, and also he was given understanding in the legislation of al-Islam. So this was Dawood alayhi salam, and this is the most beloved non-obligatory fast to Allah azza wa jal. To fast one day and to break the fast the next day. And what is intended like this is to continue upon that way so long as one is alive. Not to do that for 1 week and stop. This would not be the fast of Dawood. Not to do that for some period and stop. This is not to be the fast of Dawood. It's to continue upon that way for the year. It's to continue upon that way for the year. Shatra al-dahr. And in this manner, he would have fasted half of the year. Half of the year. And likewise, any of the night prayer that is most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, the methodology here is to sleep a portion of the night and then to stand another portion of the night and then to sleep again a brief portion before the coming of the Fajr. Before the coming of the Fajr, to sleep half of it and then to stand in the last third and then the last sixth, or to stand in the last third and then the last sixth of that to rest again, in order to rejuvenate and to grab and to gain one's strength back, in order to perform the morning prayer properly and the adhkar of the morning prayer, so on and so forth, with strength and with energy. With strength and with energy. So there are a number of narrations, there are a number of benefits. So there are a number of benefits in this narration, and from that is that we're ordered with moderation in ibadah, with moderation in ibadah. And it has been narrated from Aisha radiallahu anha, that she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna ahabbu al-a'mali ilallahi adwamuha wa inqal." Ahabbu al-a'mali ilallahi adwamuha wa inqal. That the most beloved actions of worship to Allah azza wa jal are those that are done consecutively or done consistently, even if they are few. Even if they are few. Any meaning, again, the non-obligatory actions, the non-obligatory actions of worship. That which is most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that is done consecutively. The one that is performed day in and day out, every day or every night. Not that one that would be considered great or long or done in a major manner one time and then left in the life like this. Rather, that one will continue upon that way. And the people of knowledge, they say, قَلِيرٌ دَائِمٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مُنْقَفِعٌ قَرِيرٌ دَائِمٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مُقَاطِعٍ. That a person, the fact that a person, he would continue upon a small amount is better than doing a large amount, but it's cut off or it's broken. It's not continued. It's not continuous. And the wisdom behind that is because a person, if he were to choose an amount of worship from the non-obligatory actions, from the recitation of the Qur'an, or from the duha prayer, for example, or the night prayer, or fasting, the non-obligatory fasting, or a portion of charity from his wealth that he would prescribe and to give away, and the likes like this for himself. Whatever the case may be, it's an amount that is not heavy on him. It's not a burden on him, and it's an amount that he can continue with. An amount that he can continue with, even if it's small. So long as he's continuing, he's upon that worship. So whenever death comes to him, he's upon khayr. He's upon goodness. So he will continue upon that way. He will choose a small amount or an amount that is not going to be a burden for him, an amount that he knows that he will be able to continue. For example, like 2 rak'ah for duha every day. Not 8 rak'ah, for example. Choose 2 rak'ah for duha every day. 3 rak'ah for witr every night. Every night, for example, to choose this number here, not to just choose, for example, 11, especially in the beginning. If a person, he chose the right number in the beginning, something that is easy, and then he continued upon that way for some time until he has accustomed his soul to that, then to add on top of that will be easy for him. But as for beginning with a large number or a great amount, then this is many times a reason to cause a person to not be able to continue. So to choose, for example, 2 rak'ah for duha and to pursue that every day. And likewise, 3 rak'ah for the witr and to pursue that every night. In this manner, a person, he will be upon goodness in his life. He will be able to bear this, and he will be able to carry his soul upon that and continue upon that way. and he is upon a good path of performing the obligations along with actions that are not obligatory as well daily in his life, keeping his relationship and his connection with his Lord strong. And in this manner, he will be able to continue, and death will come to him, and he is upon fulfilling the obligations along with performing a number of non-obligatory actions of worship. So therefore, he has much good with him. As for, on the other hand, if he were to choose a larger portion or a greater amount, especially in the beginning, then maybe he could bear that 1 day or 2 days or 1 week or 2 weeks, but after that, he will cut off. It will become a burden for him. He will not be able to continue. He will not be able to continue. He will stand in the night prayer 1 night or 2 nights or 1 week or 2 weeks, or maybe he will make it a month, but eventually maybe it's going to become a burden for him. It's going to become too heavy for him, and he will not be able to continue. He will not be able to continue. But if he chose, for example, in the witr prayer just three, and he continued upon that way for 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, a year, and then some nights, if he finds that he has more energy and extra time, instead of three, he'll make five. Instead of three, he'll make five. And then he'll continue upon this way, adding like this, until he tastes the sweetness of this action of worship. And it becomes light and easy for him, and not a burden, rather delightful for him now to pray 11, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. It will be easier for him. It will be easy for him. So the point is, to observe this moderation and to not go to extremes, and to do the non-obligatory actions of worship in a moderate manner, where one he can continue, and this is the good path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we see likewise that the most virtuous fast, this is the fast of Dawood, and that is to fast 1 day and to break the fast another day. And this virtue here is understood in the general sense. So if someone were to ask, what is the most virtuous, not obligatory fast, this would be the answer. But this may not be the case for every individual in every circumstance. This is for the people who they're able to fast. This is for those who they're able to fast, and they have strength in fasting. And they, along with their ability to fast, they also have the ability to fulfill the other obligations that are upon them properly. So for this person, this is the type of fast that would be most virtuous for him. And he's somebody who's strong physically and also spiritually in his faith and his deen. He's strong. He can carry himself upon this way. As for somebody who, if he were to fast 1 day and break the fast the next day, by the end of the week, he's going to be exhausted, not even able to go to work, or he's not going to be able to establish the prayer and the other obligations that are upon him, so on and so forth. The fasting in this manner would weaken him in a great way, then it wouldn't be the most virtuous fast for him in his circumstance. Rather, it would be better for him to fast 3 days, a month, or something that is lesser than this fast here, because it's weakening him and causing him to neglect other obligations that take precedence. So all of these affairs here, likewise, they must be observed and in understanding this issue. So this type of fast may not necessarily be the most virtuous fast for every one of us, because some of us may not be able to do that, or it might deter him or cause him to neglect other obligations now because of that, and this would not be virtuous for him. Rather, this would be a type of deception and a trick from the devil. Wa'iyadhu billah. So to identify the likes of these things, this is something that is beneficial. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that is having understanding in the religion. Likewise, from the benefits of this narration, we see that the good deeds, they are multiplied. And again, this is from the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, He mentioned in His book, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. That whoever comes with a good deed, whoever performs a good deed, then he will have the likes of 10. Of those. And likewise, in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-hasanatu bi-ashri amthariha ila sab'i miyadif. That a good deed is the likes of 10. Good deeds up to 700. And he multiplied up to 700. So the good deeds that a person performs, obligatory and non-obligatory, if he does them sincerely and properly, correctly, seeking the reward from Allah, seeking His pleasure, and seeking to please Allah with those actions and speech, and also restricting himself, and also abiding by the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that he would have a great reward. you will have a great reward with Allah Azza wa Jal. One good deed is that is the likes of 10, up to 700 multiplied. And this is again from the grace and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as for the bad deeds, then they are not multiplied. The bad deeds are not multiplied. If a person, he does a bad deed, he is only held accountable for that one deed. He's only held accountable for that one deed. So the evil and the bad deeds, no matter how severe they may be, the one and whoever performs one waliyadhu billah, then this is only accounted against him as one bad deed. But the bad deeds, the severity of them, any fluctuates and varies. And it varies from time to time and place to place and action to action. So there are some deeds that are more severe and worse than others. And likewise, one bad deed could become more severe and more severe, and the threat with regards to that could be greater according to the circumstance of the person or a situation. For example, lying is a major sin, and lying in the masjid is even greater, and committing fornication is a major sin, and committing fornication with the neighbor is even greater. So there are circumstances and times whenever it becomes more severe. Listening to music is a foul way, and doing that in Ramadan is even more foul, and doing that in the masjid is even more foul, and while the imam is reciting Fatiha is even worse and more despicable and disgusting. Waliyadhu billah, so this sin becomes more severe, although it's only one sin, accounted against the person only one time. It's not multiplied from the aspect of the number, but it could increase in its severity, according to the sin itself, and likewise according to the time that the sin is committed, or the place as well that the sin is committed. As for the good deed, then it's 10 to 700 times multiplied. It's 10 to 700 times multiplied. So also from the benefits of this narration, we see that it's incumbent for the people to look into the future. I need to plan and to not be hasty and to think about the affairs before they do them, and think about the outcome of their actions and that which they plan. If a person, he wants to do something, let him look into the outcome of that and the good that will come from that, or the harms that could come from that. Likewise, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did in this narration. And as has proceeded, he told Abdullah radiallahu anhu, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي لَعَلَّكَ يَطُورُ بِكَ الْعُمُرُ. You don't know, maybe you're going to live a long time, and maybe you're going to get old and not be able to carry upon that way. And Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, after he became old, he said, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَبِلْتُ رُخْصَةَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ. He said, oh, I wish I had only taken the license and the permissibility and the ease that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had advised me with. It's been mentioned about him likewise that in his old age that sometimes he was not able to continue. So he would make up days, and he would fast. He had that oath to continue fasting every other day, and then sometimes something would happen and he would not be able to continue physically. So therefore, he would have days that he made up from that. So it became a burden on him and a hardship. And this is the case. He could have made an expiation for this and continued, upon a normal path, without following this way. But the people of Allah, as they mentioned, that the companions, radiallahu anhum, they dislike to ever turn away from anything and leave off anything that they were performing from the actions of goodness and from the actions of obedience and righteousness, from the deeds of al-Islam, that they hated to turn away from that which they were upon in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he died. And meaning whatever they were upon whenever the Messenger was alive sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he died, they did not want to leave any of that. They did not want to change whatsoever. They were afraid of changing. They were afraid of falling weak. They were afraid of going back and meeting the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a path other than that which they were on in his lifetime. So although in the origin this is an obligatory fast, and even if it was considered to be an oath for him, he could have made an expiation to resolve that and to not have to continue upon that way. But this is what has been mentioned about that the companions, whatever they were upon from actions of worship, radiyallahu anhum, in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not want to leave that after his death. They did not want to leave that out of fear of changing and out of fear of falling into weakness in deen and weakness in faith. And this is also from being truthful and being sincere. This is also from being truthful and from being sincere. After this, the author, he mentions a number of narrations about virtuous fast, from that fasting 3 days of every month, and some other issues. Inshallah, we take them tomorrow. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.